Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Hello, this is motivational speaker Les Brown, and you're listening to Life Conversations. It's going to change your life.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting on the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations, the radio show, is dedicated to empowering its listeners spiritually, emotionally, socially, and financially. The radio show provides the platform for the stimulation of thoughts, conversations, and ways of being that allow listeners to explore and examine what it is they believe and decide whether what they believe is keeping them stuck and disempowered or empowering them to live their best life.
It has been a few months since you made your New Year's resolution. Are you still on track with accomplishing them? Or have they already faded into the regular day-to-day activities? Even if you didn't make New Year's resolution, we all have dreams. Dreams we hold so close to our hearts, but somehow it just doesn't seem to materialize. Why does this happen? It is due to the program that's known as, get this, I am not good enough. Well, where did you get that from? This belief was passed down to you in your DNA from your grandparents, your great-grandparents, your ancestors. What can be done to change this, I hear you ask? It's genetic voice printing. Genetic voice printing is a cutting-edge technology that allows you to connect with your subconscious mind, get this, with your subconscious mind while you're awake, and consciously delete the not good enough programming. Fascinating. For more information and a free consultation, visit geneticvoiceprints.com. That's geneticvoiceprints.com or call 404-808-8150. That's 404-808-8150.
Maybe you're right. Maybe you don't need to talk to me about sex.
Maybe you do control what I'm exposed to.
But maybe not.
Maybe I hear about sex every day.
In the media? From my friends?
Maybe while you're not talking to me about sex, everyone else is.
So talk to me. Tell me to wait to have sex.
Because you can influence me.
For help starting the conversations, visit forparents.gov.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and this station.
Hello there. My name is Michelle Brown Stafford, child prodigy mom and parental involvement activist, urging parents to get involved in their children's education. At the age of 13, our son, Stephen Stafford, became the youngest ever to enroll as a full-time regular student in Morehouse College's 150-year history. This occurred only after well-meaning educators failed to identify our son's gifts in the classroom. Knowing who our son was, my husband and I got involved and prevented Stephen from falling through the educational cracks. So parents, get involved. Stay involved. Your child's potential is definitely worth it.
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.
Life Conversations Radio.
Giving a voice back to the community. 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 To the
that sacred place. place you haven't gone before, where deep meets deep, soul to soul. Feel that connection as the truth unfolds. I am.
Human being on this planet. I am all that life is. I am known by many names. You got it? Yes. Indeed, that's Charles Holt reminding us what connects us, that we are child of the creation. Charles Holt, his website address is charlesholtproductions.com to find out more about the wonderful work he's doing. Who are you? You'll get to find out today. Good afternoon, good evening, good night, good morning, good day to you, wherever you may be at this very moment in time. Thank you, thank you, thank you for tuning in to Life Conversations Radio, where change begins and you make a difference. Thank you for tuning in to yourself as you tune into Life Conversations Radio, because when you tune into yourself, you tune into intuition, the inner knowledge. Oh, that's a new word. I wonder what that means. Maybe I can find out. Inner knowledge. Yeah, that's a wonder we know. I'm speaking a different language. I'm speaking in tongues. Ooh, watch out now. Ooh, yes, you make a difference, and thank you for being here. I'm grateful to have you, grateful to see you on Facebook, in the chat room, on the phone line. Get ready to know yourself in a new way. Get ready to be introduced to yourself. Maybe you had a name that you were so, you wished your parents didn't give you that name. What was my mother thinking? What was my father thinking? Well, guess what? Even if you don't know what they're thinking, you will know today. It would all make sense. You can deny all you want because it's all about vibration. You came here with the energy, with the codes. Give me a name that represents my soul's expression. We'll talk more about that. You are listening to Ask Life Coach Ade at LifeConversationsRadio.com. Happy Fat Tax Return Day. Exciting. We're going to get some money. Either we're going to get some money or we're going to have an opportunity to give some money. Either way, you're part of the divine flow of the universe. I bet you never thought of it that way. Uncle Sam is just a catalyst to keep you in the spiritual abundance, to let the currency just do what it needs to do, the current of life. I'm excited, you know. Today I'm especially excited. You know, it takes a lot for me to get excited, and I'm usually laid back. Stop it. That's not the truth. Stop telling the truth. What is going on? Well, we're not going to do that today. Let me get back into my chat room. I don't know what's going on. But anyway, yes, indeed, today we want to know. We want to find out. You want to find out. I know you do. We want to discover the hidden secrets in your name. What is it all about? Who are you? Not what they say about you, not what your teacher said about you, but who are you? Well, you trying to figure that out? Sharon Lean Reliant is here. I'm all nervous now because she doesn't have an unusual name. It's just not a common name like mine. So, and because we're talking about name, I really have to be especially, what's the word? Not delicate, something like that. So, Sharon, if I pronounce it wrong, please feel free to correct me. Yes, we're taking your call, 347-426-3346. And there's so many things Sharon does with the names. You can find out about your purpose, what you need to be doing. And she'll talk more about that when we bring her on. And what else do I need to tell you? Quite a few things. Let's see. Let's go here. Lots is going on here. Lots happening. LifeConversationsRadio.com. Today is Tuesday, so we have Sharon here. Tomorrow, we're talking about the power of now with Brian Pierre Grossi, a returning guest. And he's the author of The Big Glow, and his latest book is Wow of Now. And we're talking about the power of now. Who should be excited? And 2 o'clock tomorrow, a new show, Here to Inspire with Aisha. She'll be inspiring you, and make sure you come in to support her. She was here. She was a guest. Well, she's been a guest several times, but now she's a host on Life Conversations Radio, Here to Inspire, 2 p.m. Eastern. What else do I need to tell you? Thursday, we have Cynthia James, The Art of Prayer, Practice and Play. That's what we're talking about, the art of prayer. Sometimes we think it's only the things that Christians do or the Muslims do or people who are religious. No, prayer is an activating power tool, technology that opens you up to the truth of who you are, where you get to have a communicate with your divine self. It's a special code. It's like he's saying, open sesame, open save me. When you speak the word and every thought, every word you speak is a prayer. Cynthia James on Thursday will be talking more about that, the art of prayer. Cynthia James is the author of Revealing Your Extraordinary Essence. You want to do that? Well, you're in the right place, Life Conversations Radio. Let's see. And, that's what's coming up. We're taking your calls, 347-426-3346. 347-426-3346. Make sure you press 1 on your keypad. Now, I think, and I'll double check that, I think Sharon, I've got it written here. Look at it. Sharon prefers that you be on the phone, but we'll confirm that. But if you have other questions around the name, how she came up with it, how did she know this, or whatever, you can go to post your questions on Ask Life Coach at a fan page on Facebook, Ask Life Coach at a ADE fan page on Facebook. If you don't do Facebook, your job is just one of those boring jobs that don't let you socially interact with people and they firewall you. You can go to lifeconversationsmedia.com. Why am I whispering? Because I don't want your supervisor to know and hear about it. What's the point? There's nothing to hide. Lifeconversationsmedia.com. There's an Ask Life Coach ad on there. Click that tab and send me a question. Follow the prompt. Let's see, 347-426-3346. We have Sharon with us. He's going to stay with us till about 1:15, 1:20. So I'm grateful. But we're going to have a regular segment with Celeste Morgan, Celestial Moment with Celeste Morgan. So stay tuned for that. Let's see, what else do I need to tell you? Spell your name out. Pay attention. Get a pen and paper. Actually, don't do that. Just come back and listen to the show if you missed something. Now it's time to tell you a little bit about my special guest. And there's a question that she's quite passionate about. And I so love it because I always ask my guest this question. So I'm going to get to ask her that question. And I know she's thinking, what question is that? But if she's listened to one of my shows, she probably knows what it is. But anyway, let's see, where am I going? I'm kicking all kinds of different tabs. Let's go here. Sharon Lynn Wyatt is an author and a speaker. She is the creator of Namology, Neumology. Oh, all these name and words, she just invented a new language, that's what it is. But she'll correct me, Neumology, Neimology. She's an educator and former school administrator. She developed the Neumology science, the revolutionary study of how name and placement of letters affects who we are. After more than 18 years of worldwide observation and fieldwork conducted in 49 states, get this, 49 states and 70 countries, I love that, she used her mathematically trained mind to find the patterns between individual letters and their corresponding behavioral pattern. Wyatt has dedicated her life to exploring various spiritual paths and has meditated since she was 18. And she's only 25 now, so she's been meditating for 5 years, or 7 years, can add. 7 years. So, yeah, she's been at this a long time. There's more about her, and I'll give you the website address right now. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, psychics and skeptics, physical beings and non-physical beings, help me welcome my wonderful guest, Sharon Lynn Wyatt. Yes, yes, yes. Hello, Sharon.
Hi, Eddie. It's really nice to be here.
Welcome to Life Conversations Radio. I anticipate a lot of fun and laughter and new awareness. So, yes, I appreciate the work you're doing. How are you doing today?
Doing well. And yourself?
Oh, I am overjoyed. I was telling my listeners, I'm super excited today. It takes a lot to get me excited. I'm usually calm and laid back, pretty chilled. Don't believe that at all.
But I think we always get excited when we get to learn something new, when we're presented with something new that can help us, that can bring benefit to our lives. I think that always excites all of us.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. I love learning. That's one thing. I'm addicted to learning. And even to the last day, I've been learning something. So I read a little bit about you. Just a tiny bit, but I want to ask you this question. This is a question that I was talking about. It's you're passionate about. Who are you? Who is Sharon Lynn Wyatt?
Well, we always answer that question with our name. So when I say Sharon Lynn Wyatt, if you know how to interpret a name, that says everything. And notice how often we always answer that question with our name. And when you introduce somebody, that's the first thing you hear or you know about them. And our names divulge our communication styles, our learning styles, our gifts, our talents, our attributes, our challenges, our emotional attitudes, you know, both emotions and attitudes. The vowels hold our emotions, and they talk to us about the different emotions that we have. And the consonants hold our attitudes or our belief systems. And a name holds what we're good at, what we came to learn, what we came to share. And the name also divulges what our spiritual purpose is here on earth. It is all in the letters of his name.
Wow.
So our parents must have been very smart, right, when they named us?
Smart or in tuned.
Well, there's a religious belief. When there was only still seven religions on the planet a long time ago, mm-hmm. before, you know, everybody made up their own or joined, or they all multiplied and divided and whatever. When there was still only seven, they all agreed on 10 basic concepts. And one of the concepts they believed was that the incoming spirit or the incoming soul impressed upon the one that was going to be naming them what they wanted to be called. So they believed that we all named ourselves.
Mm-hmm. Yes, so true. In Burkina Faso, when a mother is pregnant, they actually do a ceremony to receive the name from the child. That's before the child is born. They're going to actually do a ceremony to receive the name. In Nigeria, where I'm from, a child is born, doesn't even have the name until 7 days later. Like here, you know, say, what's the name in America? But it's different styles, not one is better than the other. But in Nigeria, there's a naming ceremony, and it's unveiled 7 days later, and it has meaning, and grandparents give you name, your parents give you name. You know, you end up having so many names, and after a while, everybody uses just one. You know, but like, how many names do you have? Oh, don't ask. I only use one or two, but we all have, you know, name from grandparents, and because of that, for me, I've always been fascinated with names, and because I like the stories that names do tell, and I'm really excited about us delving into that. But before we delve into the names and the vowels and consonants and all of that, let's talk about this. Is it nemology?
It's spelled from the Latin root of the word for name, which is N-E-I-M-ology, mm-hmm. but it's pronounced nemology.
Nemology. Okay, great. Okay, so that's the study of names, or is it a little more elaborate?
It's the study of the meanings of names and what do they mean.
So tell us about this process. You created it. How did that happen for you? How did you just wake up? Did you just wake up one day and say, I want to invent something new. What should it be? What would I name it? What would I name it? I think it needs a name. Name. It would be like a nameology. Yeah, I don't know. Oh, I like that. What's that mean? How did that come about?
Well, I was in my seventh year of teaching, and I was getting ready to do the season chart before the students come in. And I don't know any of the kids. But what I realized was that as I was randomly putting down their names, my brain didn't want me to do it randomly. It was saying, oh, don't put Joshua next to Julie because together they'll be clowns, but separated they're going to be okay. Stephanie's going to be stubborn and never want to change her seat, so put her over here. Derek's going to need extra help. I mean, it was going through all these gyrations of names and as if I knew the kids. And so this is what I do once I do know the kids and I'm doing a seating chart, because it's very important that everybody feels safe in the classroom. But I didn't know the kids. So I thought, okay, my brain has picked up something and is associating it with the names. And it got my curiosity up. So I took the time, you know, we teach about 150 students a year. And I took the time to write down everybody's name and my impression of them based off the name from what I was hearing my brain saying. And I thought, okay, I'm going to put this aside. I want to get to know the kids for who they are. When I looked at that list 3 months later, I was amazed at the accuracy. So I went, okay, my brain has been trained in math because I've got math as a major and then I have my master's degree. Mm-hmm. And I thought my brain's really good at patterns. So it picked up some kind of patterning that is subconscious that now I need to make conscious. So I started making lists. There was a plethora of Davids in my life. So I wrote a column for every single David, and I said, what are all the attributes that I have observed in this David? All the adjectives and adverbs I could think of. And I made these huge lists, and I started saying, okay, what's in every single column going across that has to be in the name David? the things that are not conducive to all of them have to come in the middle name or the last name. And I literally started by trial and error. It took me 15 years to figure out all the patterns. And the amazing thing is I can teach it in 15 hours. And then I went and explored for 3 years, traveled, went and talked on this everywhere I could, and talked with literally thousands and thousands of people perfecting the system once I thought I had it down.
Wow. Wow. So regardless of the if it's regardless of the alphabet, if it's not just the English language, you can with other languages, it does apply.
Well, and that's what I wanted to find out.
Okay, go ahead. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's what I wanted to find out, and that's why I went traveling, because I said, if it's a good system, if it works, it ought to work anywhere they use our letter system, and it should apply the same. And with very few tweaks, it does. It absolutely works everywhere. And so I love it, because like with your name, it's very unique name. I love it. And I can go by the letters and decipher it, even though if you went to a baby name book, you're probably not going to find your name and to know what it means.
It's funny because my first name is Ademola, and that's the name that the only time that name was ever said was on my birth certificate many, many, many years ago. My parents don't even call me that. I don't know anybody. But, well, actually, I had a friend when I was younger. But I've always gone by the name, I've always used Ade. That's always what it's been. And recently I had what I call a dream vision to use my full first name, which is I'm still adjusting to because I'm used to people calling me Ade, Ade, Ade. So in situations like mine, what does the same formula apply if you're given a name and you shorten it or you change it or you give it a nickname?
Well, what happens is whatever's on that birth certificate, that describes all of you, okay? Mm-hmm. That's like the foundation of your house. Now, we cover the foundations of our houses with carpets, with tile, with wood, with different things. That's what we're seeing. We're not seeing the foundation. So when you go by a name other than your birth name, any kind of a nickname, shortened name, new name, whatever, then that's what we're seeing when we first meet you, but we still know that there's more of you in there, and that is described by the full name that's on your birth certificate. So by you wanting to change from going by what I would consider a nickname, even though you've always used it, in back into your full name, you're saying, I'm ready to now express all of me, not just the part of me that I've gotten really comfortable with.
Yeah, that's deep. It's, you know, I used to hear that your name is the sweetest sound you can ever hear. And I'm thinking, yeah, okay, whatever. I used to just kind of poo-poo it, like, yeah, people just speak it stuff. It sounds good. But one day it hit me. I realized that when people mess my name up, when they mess it up, I have a sort of reaction to it. I mean, if they're close to me, I'm kind of like, you know, correct them. But as you and I were talking about before the show, when I get calls and people jack my name up, ooh, I have to just say breathe. Breathe in and breathe out and correct them lovingly. So I have my own experience to say, you know, yeah, maybe your name is the sweetest sound you can ever hear. Because when they mess that sound up, it triggers something for me. I know it is true for me. And you talk about the energy in the name and how that stays with us. Can you speak more about that?
Yes,
sound. I think
vibration
makes
the sound forms a vibration, and that vibration, according to the science of somatics, and that's spelled C-Y-M-A-T-I-C-S, somatics has shown over and over again that our whole physical body reacts to sounds. It even changes our DNA. So when we hear our name, which we hear more than anything else in our entire life, our DNA literally conforms to match that vibration. And so the sounds that are made are highly important. So when we're interpreting a name, I look at it as I'm interpreting the actual letters and the letter position. But if I hear a letter that's not physically written, I also have to include that letter in the interpretation because I know that vibration is also affecting the person.
Wow. Well, it puts a whole new meaning to how we refer to ourselves or the
kind of conversations we have when we're talking about our names. Because just thinking of that, I know, I mean, everything is energy. So if people associate a negative emotion to their names, that would affect how they're showing up in the world, wouldn't it?
It does. It absolutely does. And I get to help a lot of people add a letter or change a little something to change that vibration for them. I mean, it's one of my favorite things that I get to do.
Oh, add a letter. Oh, wow. You're a plastic surgeon for names.
What's
the side effect?
When God came down in the book of Genesis, and God came down, what did he do? He changed Abraham's name to Abraham. He changed Sarai's name to Sarah. He started changing names. Later on, he changes Jacob's names to Israel. He changes Paul to Saul. I mean, it's all through the Bible where you have these name changes, which means if you look at each one that was changed throughout the Bible, it's going from the vibration that the person came in with and was used to living with, and the name change gave them a higher vibration, and it helped them go into mission. Each time, if you watch after the name change, the person went into mission because they learned what they were supposed to learn from their initial name, which allowed them then to be elevated into a more spiritual name or a higher vibration name, and that opened the doorways for their mission.
Wow. If you're just joining us, you're listening to Ask Life Coach at A on LifeConversationsRadio.com. My guest is Sharon, named Wyatt. Did I do well with that? I think I did. I'm patting myself on the back. Yes, she is the author of Know the Name, Know the Person, Decoding Letters to Reveal Secrets Hidden in Names. We're taking your calls 347-426-3346. Press one on your keypad, and her website address is what is going on? I'm just tripping over my alphabet today. KnowTheName.com. There you go. It's the first title of a name. Know the name, know the person. Check it out. I want to take a quick break, Sharon, and when we come back, I want to ask you, does the same thing apply with the Chinese alphabet? Since, I mean, I don't know if you can read it, but I want to know if would the same rule apply. When we come back, we'll talk about that, and then find out how finding out the secrets in our names will support us in living a life that we're happy about, a joyful life. You're listening to Ask Life Coach at AonLifeConversationsRadio.com. The number is 347-426-3346, 347-426-3346. Make sure you press 1. And Lisa, calling from down under, we are coming to you. We know you want to know what the secrets in your name. I couldn't tell you. You're a woman who don't like to go to sleep. You like to stay up late. We'll take a break. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Jack Armstrong, author of Lessons from the Source, a spiritual guidebook for navigating life's journey. You're listening to Life Conversations Radio.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting on the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Imagine a world where bullying isn't considered a normal part of childhood.
A world where I'm not afraid to go to school.
To speak out.
To be myself.
A world where I'm not afraid to be caught alone.
Come on, Punk. We have the power to stop the bullying.
Speak out.
Speak up.
Educate.
Find out what to look for and how you can make a difference at bullying.org.
Bullying is not kids being kids.
It's not about good homes or bad homes.
It's not a normal part of growing up.
I shouldn't be afraid to get on the school bus.
To turn on my computer.
Message. A lock to my locker.
Did you know that a bully will stop his or her behavior in 10 seconds when their peers speak up?
Use your voice.
Hey, leave him alone.
We have the power to stop bullying.
Find out more at bullying.org.
Bullying.org.
where you're not alone.
Where you're not alone.
Where you're not alone.
Think of the shortbread, fudgy nut bar. How many cheeks? Snickerdoodle shortbread, fudgy nut bars. How many cheeks in the cookie jar? One.
Dad, you're supposed to jump over the rope.
One more time.
The smallest moments can have the biggest impact on a child's life. Take time to be a dad today. Learn more at 1-877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Life Conversations works with people to increase their organizational and individual potential by assisting them in identifying habits, attitudes, beliefs, and expectations that hinder their performance professionally and socially. Life Conversations is committed to assisting you move from where you are to where you want to be. Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.
Yes, indeed. We dare you to live your best life, and we bring guests to help you in that process, to remind you of who you are, to remind you that you were never born and you will never die. It's the soul having a human experience. And there's so much more to you than your daily chores. And if you be still and listen and tune in, you can get to know yourself in a whole new way. The number is 347-426-3346. 347-426-3346. We want to uncover, decode letters to reveal secrets hidden in your name. Call in and find out. Let's talk about the Chinese characters, the Chinese alphabet. Does the same rule apply to the Chinese alphabet?
I wish it did, but they're not using our letter system. I even went over from 2008 to 2009 and spent a year over there and trying to see if there was a correlation between their alphabet and ours. And in that period of time, I could not find it. I just don't think I know enough Chinese to make it work.
I understand. You said, okay, that's it. That's it. So understanding the name, the secrets in the name, being able to decode it. You talked briefly about it at the beginning of the show. And I've read where you say, you know, we can use it to understand why we hear our purpose, our gift, our talent. How does it actually work?
Well, every letter in the position means something. So you have a first letter position, you have a middle letter position, you have a last letter position. Then you also have a first vowel of the first name position. Then, once you know what those mean, so you learn the alphabet three times plus the first vowel, then you need to know how they play with their neighbors. Because just like in a classroom, if you're sitting by somebody that you like, you act one way. And if you're sitting by somebody that you don't like or you don't get along with, you can act a different way. So you've got to know how the letters interact with each other, which just makes the whole name so much more expressive. For example, the C in the first letter position says, I have mnemonic devices for everything to remember. It is that they're charming and charismatic to cover their need to be in charge and in control. Okay? So, excuse me. So this is a person who wants to lead because that's how they learn. They love to be right, and so they really work hard at being right. But they also can be very charming and very charismatic when they want to be. Okay? But they're the ones that want to be in charge. Then you have the letter H, which I call my holy letter. It's because it's one of two letters of the alphabet that are loaded with gifts and are not balanced with the same number of challenges as gifts in the letter. So that's the letter that says you're going to get in the flow and you're going to go wherever the river takes you because you're just going to know that your life is guided. And so you're just going to go with the flow and make the best of whatever happens. Now, you put the C next to the H. The C says I have to be in charge. The H says, let go and let God. But the C demands I need to be in charge. The H is saying, let go. It's okay. We'll get to there safely. And the C says, but I want to know where I'm going. Where's the navigation tool? Where's the GPS? And so when you put the C next to the H, can you see how there's going to be conflict? And so people that have a CH in their name, like Cheryl's and Michael's, and they do things the hard way because they're constantly battling inside themselves. Is this where I take charge? Is this where I let go?
Wow, what a challenge. They don't have to worry about the external world because they have enough conflict within themselves.
Well, wow, and they do. And so, and then as a letter moves around in the name, it means something else. For an example, let's take A, since your name starts with an A. Okay?
Nice.
The A in the first vowel position and the first letter position says, I'm a workaholic. I work, 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 work. I am task-oriented. I got to get the job done. I am just a workaholic. But when I finally quit for the day, when I finally quit for the day, I made one of the best couch potatoes out there. And if I could get somebody else to go to the bathroom for me, I'd let them. Because once I'm down, I don't want to get up for anything.
Well, maybe not bathroom, but if I can get somebody to eat for me, I'll be okay. It's like, oh, yeah, I guess I got to eat. It's 4 o'clock. I haven't eaten today. I actually sometimes have to think, can I do this or go eat? Let's see. I guess I got to eat right now. I mean, I actually have to talk myself into eating because I just think, I got to do this, I got to do that. Interesting. Okay.
Right, because
so that's the A.
Now, that's the A in the first letter or the first vowel position. Now, you take that A and you put it in the middle of the name. And the middle of the name says, I know how to work, but I don't want to have to do any more work than I have to. Okay? Totally different. Then you put that A in the
last... So when you say in the middle of the name, what do you mean in the middle of the name? In the middle of the first name? Or if you have a middle name?
Any of the names. Well, the last name you interpret a little bit differently. So really think about it as the first name. The last name talks about the people around you and who you attract and who your outside influence is. So let's go with the first name because that's the essence of who somebody is. So an A in the middle means it's not the first letter or it's not the first vowel, but it's another letter in the name. Okay?
Okay?
And it's not the last letter. It's in the middle of the name. Those people, they know how to work, but they don't want to do any more work than they have to because they're definitely not a workaholic. Then you put the A as the last letter in the name, and it means that they understand the importance of being likable. So they've made their personality as likable as they can so that people naturally gravitate toward them and like them, but they're not going to change who they are and able to get liked. So it's totally, it's different meanings. And that's just one component part or one main theme that goes behind that letter.
I'm listening to how you're breaking it down. And you said you can teach people in 15 hours. I think I need a whole week to understand this. It's like,
No, I'm a great teacher. I've been a teacher for years. I'm still teaching in the classroom. I teach college classes now. And so I literally have mnemonic devices, and I show you the patterns. And so far, I just keep my fingers crossed, so far everybody I've taught it to gets it and can do it in 15 hours.
Wow. Wow. So so when it comes to somebody who is feeling stuck or want to know what their purpose is, don't know what they're passionate about, or just, you know, they're confused about which direction to move, these signs can help them to unlock what they need to do next?
Oh, it definitely can. It absolutely definitely can. And I love it when I give private sessions with people because I see their excitement raise as, first of all, they realize why things have happened in their life or why they feel this way. And when we're comparing names, they can even see why they have their feelings, positive or negative, challenging or not, with other people. And you see why somebody else did something or whatever. But, yes, you see why. And then you see the direction that the name is taking you in. And the name also shows us time periods in life, like when things come to us. Like if we're going to not have confidence as a child, but we get it later. Or we start off with confidence and then we lose it. Do we get to regain it or not? I mean, all kinds of things show up in the name. It's just absolutely incredible. And I think it's a beautiful way of getting to know ourselves better and the people around us. Because when we take offense when somebody says something, I mean, I watch people react with defensive mechanisms all the time.
Right.
And when somebody's
right.
taking a defensive mechanism, they're taking whatever that other person said very personally. And
right.
I look at it and I think, if you knew their name, you'd know that's just who they are. They don't mean anything by it. It's just who they are. And it's so much easier to accept somebody and say, oh, yeah, well, that's your challenge. It has nothing to do with me. Or, look, I can help you with your challenge because I've got a piece of that information, and then you can help me with my challenge, which is over here. And it makes it so much easier to accept the people who are around us for who they are without judgment.
Right, and I was just going to say that it's that with this awareness, then we can let go of the good or bad, right or wrong. We can just see things as they are. It's their name, it's their nature, it's their energy, and then we become less judgmental. I see that. Well, let's take a call, because I'm sure the more calls we get, the more we get clearer to us, and I find it very fascinating. Let's go to Lisa, who's calling from down under, Australia. Good day, mate. Stop it. Stop it, Addie. Stop it. Hey, Lisa, how are you doing?
Hello. Hello, Andy. Hello, Siraj.
Well, you sound like you're really down under. So can you come closer? Can you take the phone down under so we can hear you? I don't know if it's on a speakerphone, but you sound very far away. You are far, but
hello.
Come closer.
Hello, Andy. Hello, Siraj. Can you hear me now?
Well, I can.
Okay, well, if you can hear us, go ahead. Okay, let's take a step. Go ahead.
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, so what's your question? What do you want to know?
Well, my name starts with Lisa, and the middle name's Jane, J-A-Y-N-E, and the surname's Skender, S-K-E-N-D-E-R. And I'm just wondering what you can say about my name, and also with the maiden names, whether that has an effect as well with past names that we've had that have been changed by our marriage. Which,
okay. Let me address both your questions that you have in there. One is, what happens when we have a new married name or we change the last name? Your environment changes when you get married, and the new married name literally reflects what those changes are going to be, because the first name says the essence of who we are. The middle name, if you have one, says how you change or additional challenges and gifts that you have under stress, and the last name represents our environment or how the environment influences us. So when you change to a new last name, you're literally saying my environment has now changed, and how people influence us is going to be different as they influence you. But your name in particular, Lisa, your whole goal, everything in your name says that you are all about family and learning about relationships. You know, we learn in life, we get all of our lessons through one of three ways. It either comes through finances, it comes through health, or it comes through relationships. All of our problems are come down to one of those three things. And your name says you are all about relationships, and then you want to specialize in family. So family takes up all of your time and concern. The good, the bad, the ugly, whatever, it's all in family. Everything good, you can credit family with. Everything bad, you get to blame family for. But you're all about how do you interact with family and keep your independence, because you like using your knowledge, using your intelligence, and you want to skirt the emotions that hold you back, that your family is demanding to keep pushing all those emotional buttons so that you learn how to balance your fabulous mind with those emotions.
How does that resonate with you, Lisa?
I can relate. Well, I think that everybody has different things in their life, family, relationships, career, etc. But I'm sure that the name can vibrate certain things.
Well, the people, some people have a lot with family, and other people have like nothing with family. There's no letter in there that has it. They're the ones that often are adopted or that are doing research, or not everybody does family. And everybody will either do relationships, finances, or health. One of the three they major in. And if their major isn't relationships, then their family is not an issue for them. It doesn't come with all the, what I want to call sometimes baggage, that people with your name, how I'm looking at your name, your lessons come primarily through family. And that's not how everybody's lessons come.
Yes. It's like working through the past, but I'm not there anymore. There's no issues around family, not on my part anyhow. But I mean, people have different relationships, but mine's more career or work orientated or focused. So I don't really have any interactions with the other.
Well, it's not threats, it's how you learn. You know, that you do a lot of your learning through family.
Yes, some people learn from one another. Yes, okay.
Yeah, and you know, everybody does it differently. Everybody does it differently. But anyway, that's some of what your name says.
Okay, thank you.
You're very welcome, Lisa. Well, I'm glad, Sharon, you heard her, because I was struggling to really hear Lisa on the phone. But so I'm glad you did. You're listening to Ask Life Coach Ade on LifeConversationsRadio.com. My guest is Sharon Lynn Wyatt. She's the author of Know the Name, Know the Person, Decoding Letters to Reveal Secrets Hidden in Names. Number 347-426-3346, 347-426-3346. There's a question here, Sharon. The question is, does the same theory science apply to business, to pet names and street names?
All of names, yes. Mm. I think it's very important that you live on a street name that's conducive or complementary to your own name, that you have a business that resonates out what it is that that business is all about, because subconsciously, mm-hmm. we all understand names. You know, when you hear certain names, you already have a reaction to the name, especially the longer you've lived, because you've interacted with more people with more different names. And mm-hmm. I think one of the things Lisa said was very interesting. She says, well, all people have this, you know, and I thought it's interesting. Whatever sits in somebody's name, they always think that everybody else is just like them, so that what mm-hmm. their concerns, their learning is just like everybody else's. And it's not. You know, your name is very unique, and how those letters are put together and the influence. And the most fascinating part of it to me is, it says, your name says, here's all the ingredients that you get to work with. It's like saying you're going to make breakfast, and you have your Bisquick or something to make pancakes with, and you have your eggs, and you have your cheese, and you have your butter. And anyway, these are all the ingredients. And then you get to decide, am I going to do breakfast tacos? Am I going to do scrambled eggs? Am I going to make a quiche? What am I going to do with these ingredients? And that's what a name says. A name says, here's all your ingredients. Here's the influence, or here's the rest of the family saying, I want this for breakfast. Don't want that for breakfast. So you get what the influence is, but what you cook or what you make is actually up to your free will.
Yes. You get to custom make what you want, your own vibration. Yes, got it.
Right.
There's a question here. What did I say? So a question. If you have any questions, post it on, because I'm not going to scroll through in the chat room, but if you post it on Ask Life Coach at a fan page, that'll be easier to get to. I want to ask you this. Earlier, I was joking about being a plastic surgeon for names, so that you can change at an alphabet. Do you take out an alphabet? And what does that look like? Give us an example.
Okay, reword your question another way, please.
When you said earlier, you said you can add letters to people's names to give it a different vibration.
Okay.
And I wanted you to talk more about that, an example, what that looks like.
Okay. Let's look at the one that happened in Genesis with Sarai. Her name was S-A-A-R-I or A-I, okay, depending on which language you're going to look at.
Mm-hmm.
But when God came down and changed it, instead of being S-A-R-I, which says that she needed a lot of attention, she needed a lot of focus on her, it got changed to S-A-R-A-H.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So the name now ends in an A-H. Notice in Abraham, to Abraham, an A-H was also added in there. So he now has an Abraham. There's an A-H. The A-H signifies a gift from God, that you literally have been given a gift from God to go ahead and go about your mission. And that you become a gift to the people around you. And so if you look at both Sarai and Abraham, they were working on their own behalf before that, even though they were working with a lot of people. And at the time of the name change, their whole lives changed to donating the majority of their time, leading others, helping others. The focus came away from them and onto others. And that's what the AH does. So that was a change that affected their whole behaviors that came next.
Interesting. So AH, go ahead.
The AH is a gift. Well, another example of that is when Jacob does this massive change and becomes Israel. Okay? So what's the most fascinating part comparing those names to me is, in the name of Jacob is brilliance However, along with the brilliance is never knowing your own worth and value. It sits in the name. That they can be brilliant. They don't hear the compliments. They never know how valuable their knowledge is or their own worth. Now, when he changes to Israel, and that comes from the J-A at the front of the name, by the way. That's where I'm getting that from. But you come to Israel, and Israel ends with an E-L, which is standing short for Elohim, okay, that E-L. And that E-L says, I now have the confidence to do whatever is demanded of me. So he goes from not knowing who he is to suddenly having all the confidence and the knowledge of this is exactly who I am and what I'm about. What a huge change.
Yes, yes. But what about people whose name, especially with a, if you will, a modern name that can't be changed? You can't add AH. It will be totally, I mean, I guess in the logical mind, it would be crazy. But if someone is in a place, they have a name that challenges them not to know their worth, what can they do with their name to actually connect with their worthiness?
Well, it depends on the other letters in the name. The hints are all there, what would work for that particular person. But I've noticed that names that start with a J-A or an A-A or an S-A, they're always looking for their own worth and value. They just don't quite get it. Think about Sally Fields when she gets her Oscar for the, you know, third time or something, or the second time, and she goes, oh, you like me. You really like me. It's like how many Oscars does it take for her to get it that we really like her as an actress? You know, it's reminding yourself that people are telling you sincerely their compliments and learning how to distinguish an insincere from a sincere compliment and literally being able to hear it. Because they don't hear the compliments. It's like it goes whoosh right over their heads. So if you have those challenges in your name, you say, okay, I'm going to start making a list of all the things I do well. And so many of us think that if we do it well, that means everybody does it well. Instead of that's my unique package versus your unique package.
Right, right. Yeah, it's an interesting thing that we do because, well, from my work and just my experience, people that I know and I'm coaching or whatever the case may be, is when we look at the things we don't do very well, the things we consider to be a bad habit, we tend to own it that it's just me, it's just me, it's just me. But when it comes to things that we do well that is unique to us, it's, oh, yeah, you know, everybody's like that. Somehow, when it's about beating ourselves up, we make it be our own issue. Like, it's just mine. But when it's something that we should celebrate, yeah, you know, everybody knows that. Everybody's good at that, don't they? So it's interesting, human nature. We got a caller. Before I do that, I got to go to the caller. But before I go to the caller, I have a question here on the Ask Life Coach at a fan page from Kefra. Now, he said, they don't have to be on the phone for you to break it down to them, right? You just need to know what the name
right.
is. Is that correct? Okay, good.
Right.
So his name is Sean, it's spelled S-E-A-N, Andrew Nance. Nance is N-A-N-C-E, Sean Andrew Nance. Now, while he became initiated and he made a choice to change his name, now, that name is a little bit longer, so do you want to do the Sean first and then give you the other name that he changed it to?
No, I'd like both at the same time.
Okay, you need a pen and paper for this one then.
Okay.
So he changed his name to Kefa, that's the easy part. It's K-E-F-A, that's one word. The next word is A-B, I won't even try and pronounce it. So the next word is A-B, and then the next one is S-A-N-K-H. And then the next one is I-A-I, then E-M, and then H-E-T-E-P. Kefa, you should call in and put it. Let's hear what that sounds like, because I wouldn't even, not even try it. So it's Kefa Absunk, I guess, I-E, I don't know, M-E-M-A-E-T-E-P. So those are all spread out. So it's almost like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 6 names. So did you catch that, or you didn't spell it again?
All right. When I'm looking at Sean, because I like both so I can look at the differences. And I'm going to pronounce it Kisa because I don't know how he pronounces it.
I think you pronounce it Kefa.
Kefa?
Yeah,
okay.
Kefa.
When he goes from Sean to Kefa, What happens is he keeps his communication style the same because he kept his first vowels the same. So a lot of key elements he kept the same, okay? And if you're going to change your name, the easiest way to adapt to a new name is to keep that first vowel the same, which he did. Then notice how he moved his S from his lead letter into a middle letter, which in the lead letter, the S says, these people are smart, they want to constantly learn, they have to be shown the basics, and then they'll take off and do the rest themselves. He puts it in the middle of his name, which says, I want learning to be easy, but I'm not going to make school learning or what I learn in classes as important as what I can learn in my environment and from life experiences. So he's shifting that from school instruction to life instruction. Then, in his last name, when he goes with Sean, he's saying, I want other people to bring their money to me because that's how I'm going to get money. I'm going to get it from other people and how I work with them or gifts. Then he's saying, in the new name, I want to be able to attract resources to me without having to go out and solicit them. So I still want other people to pay me for my services, but I don't want to have to hang around with them all day long and able to get them to love me, and therefore they want to give me their money. This way, I just want them to come and let's do business or let's get engaged, you know, in some activity together, and then they want to share their resources. So he changes it from the focus on getting the money and spending other people's money or talking them into spending it for him. Now he's saying, let's do this fairly, honestly, a nice exchange, and I want to have a good level of exchange so I have lots of resources to spend or to use. He also made himself more likable. His memory is very, very good. That's not going to shift as you go down, even though he may get really busy so he gets a little absent-minded here and there. But he's taking from the first name to the new name. It's interesting how he's put so many of the same letters in there, just different orders. And he's literally saying, I don't want to be so focused on such a small piece. I want to enlarge myself. I want to become more likable. I want to engage in more areas. So his new name is really one of expansion. The only thing that I would really question of the new name is, when he's really under stress, he's not necessarily at his best. So when he gets under stress, he's got to do breathing exercises, meditation, self-talk, something to get him not so stressed, so therefore he can always be at his best.
Well, there you have it, Kefa. What I do know about Kefa, he is a man that's got a lot of information, and he can tie it all together. If you use one word, give him a word, and have him say something about the word, he will pull the African tradition, the indigenous way of how things, he will tie it all together. I know that about his mind, definitely. Smart he is. Number 347-426-3346. We're going to take we're going to shift to Celestial Moment and then come back to Sharon Lynn Wyeth. Her website address is knowthename.com. She's the author of Know the Name, Know the Person, Decoding Letters to Reveal Secrets Hidden in Names. The number is 347-426-3346, 347-426-3346. So we're going to quickly move from letters for a minute, and we're going to move into numbers with Celeste Morgan as she brings Celestial Moment to us. Hey, Celeste, how are you doing?
I am overjoyed. I really am. Sharon, thank you. And you didn't really have to tell all my business like that with the C. I appreciate you, and I will never.
So you like to be in control,
that.
Huh? You like to be in control.
And I'm very charming, so you won't notice it. She's absolutely dead on right. Thank you. So with that. And Sharon, it's also another gift in my Celestial Moment that was written before you came on. So I want to thank you publicly for a confirmation. But you'll catch it for yourself. I'll give you a clue. It's around the letter H. So, hello, Ade. Hello, Sharon. And good afternoon, family. I am Celeste Morgan, and it is my pleasure to bring you Celestial Moments. I come bearing a number gift, and trust you will be able to use these tools to embrace what is showing up in your life right now. It's Tuesday, April 17th, 2012. Add the date, and you get 2033. Add 2033, and the energy of the day equals 8. 8 is the number of infinity. 8 represents balance and shows up in powerful ways. In traditional tarot, 8 shows up as the strength card. The strength card represents inner strength and the power of the human spirit to overcome any obstacle. In the Mother Peace tarot cards, 8 shows up as justice, which asks us to always seek balance, for we reap what we sow. The 8th letter of the alphabet is H. And words like home, heart, and horse connect us to the magical power of 8. Today, we are going to put the spotlight on the horse, actually. Its number is not 8, it's 35. But when you add 3 plus 5, you get 8. So here we go. I grew up in the city. I only saw horses on TV or on vacation. But I've always loved them, and here is why. Horse wisdom includes power, stamina, endurance, faithfulness, freedom to run free, control of the environment, awareness of power achieved with true cooperation, interspecies communication, expanding one's own potential abilities, friendship and cooperation, travel, astral travel, guardian of travelers, warns of possible danger, and guide to overcoming obstacles. With that type of lineup, there is no telling how far you can go when you learn how to embody these qualities in your daily walk. The horse reminds about balancing our shields and loving each other by remembering that all pathways are equal. We are asked to remember to come from a place of compassion as we carry our own burdens, as the horse carries us with grace and dignity. The horse teaches that no abuse of power will ever lead you to wisdom. Abuse certainly will not lead you to you. Open up to a sweet truth today. We are all here to enjoy the ride, and we can create space for all of us to run free. And that's the story of 8 for our friend the horse of the medicine cards. All is well. I'll see you on Wednesday around 1 for another celestial moment. And Sharon, thank you for teaching me that H is a holy letter loaded with gifts. I appreciate you.
Thank you. Thank you, Celeste. Appreciate that. Tap into our horse power and run free. Celestial moment every day, usually officially around, what is 1 o'clock, but it's around 1 because we just go and grow with the flow. Thank you, Celeste. To find out more about Celeste, go to our website. It's journeyhome.com, journey-home.com. I hope I got that right. Celeste, there's a dash, right? It's journey home,
that's
journey
correct.
Dash home, right? Okay, great.
That's
right. I got a great memory. I wonder if that's in
proud
my
proud of you.
Thank you. Journey-home.com. Yes, indeed. If you're just joining us, my guest is Sharon Lynn Wyatt, the author of Know the Name, Know the Person, Decoding Letters to Reveal Secrets Hidden in Names. We're taking your call 347-426-3346. Tammy, I'm coming to you, but I want to ask Sharon this question. With this knowledge, with this awareness, if someone is having a baby and they want to really incorporate the signs into choosing them, what should they look out for? Should they kind of create their own word? Or what would be the most important thing to pay attention to?
I think it's highly important to be ready to receive whatever impression is coming from the soul that's coming in through you, what they want to be called. Then you look at the name of what they want to be called. So let's say that they say Courtney, for an example. Then you have a choice. Do I spell that Courtney with a C or a K at the beginning? Do I spell it at the end with an E, an I-E, an E-Y, just a Y? You know, it's how do you spell that name? Do I spell it with an O-U or just an O? You know, how do I want to spell that name? And then it's, I think we need to honor the incoming soul, give them the name that they ask for, and then our influence comes with how are we going to spell it so that you've helped create the strongest possible name or the most balanced name that there is.
Yeah, that resonates a lot with me, really listening to the soul. How does the soul want to be called or recognized? I think that's important. And I used to be a name snob. Yeah, I thought about that this morning. I used to be a name snob. I was like, look at you, so arrogant. Think you know all things about names. Because when people say, it's a mixture of my mother's name and my father's name. And I'm like, people don't even put thoughts into naming their child. But I got over myself after a while. So I get off your high horse and run free, okay? But I'm glad I'm not anymore. So even if a name is a mixture of the mother's name and the father's name, the truth still remains the same, right?
Yes, it is. And the last name has all that influence coming in then from both parents more than one parent or the other.
Okay. I want to ask you about middle name, because I don't use my middle name, and so much so that sometimes I have to think about it. It's like, what's it again? I haven't used it in years. I want to know the how that influence affects us. But before you answer that question, let's go to Tammy. Hello, Tammy. How are you doing?
Hello, I'm fine. How are you? I love what you're doing with the show, and thank you so much for these beautiful gifts.
You're welcome. You're welcome. What's your question for Sharon?
Well, I have two questions, actually. My first question is my name that I use currently in my daily life is a nickname of my birth name. So I wonder, and I don't like my birth name. So I'm wondering, first of all, how that, what that lesson is, what that message is for me as far as not liking my birth name, and my nickname that I use, how is that influencing me now?
Okay, how do you spell Tammy?
I spell Tammy T-A-M-I, and my legal birth name is T-A-M-A-R-A.
Oh, Tamara.
Yes.
Okay.
She doesn't even want to say it. She doesn't even want to say it. It's like, oh, did you
I have
say
never
it?
Liked that name ever.
Wow.
Okay, so in the name Tammy, spelled the way you spell it, okay, it says, I love attention. I do really well when other people are focused on me, and I can hold other people's attention. I can be charming. I can be entertaining. I can be educational. I can hold other people's attention on me. But it's like you didn't get enough attention somewhere in your life, so you want that attention now, okay? It's literally directing attention to you, but it's directing attention to you on a personality basis, okay? Mm-hmm. Tamara, the birth name, is one of the very most highest spiritual names, highest vibrational names you can carry. And that attacks, that name takes all the spiritual attention, and it has you serving and educating everybody around you. And there is not one piece of focus on the self in your birth name. And so it's interesting you're saying, I don't like that name, I don't want to do it yet. It's like you're saying, let me take care of me first, and then I'll think about later on in my life whether I want to go outward and take care of everybody else around me. But right now I want to focus on me and what you want to do versus your birth name says your entire focus has nothing to do with you. You're totally here to serve.
Hmm.
You know, what's really amazing about that is my mother used to spell my nickname T-A-M-M-Y, and I changed it when I was in high school. But now I find myself in a position to where I really wanted to change my first name again. And I had a different name that I wanted, but now listening to what you're telling me about my birth name is truly about my purpose and where I am in my own life. So I'm really going to sit and meditate on going and using my true birth name.
It's one of the absolute highest. If you read different material that says that Jesus had a child, the first child was named Tamara to carry the highest vibration of the joining. So anyway, that's
beautiful.
That's awesome.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Tammy,
and what's interesting?
Go ahead, Sharon.
I was just going to say that Tammy spelt with a Y. It's interesting that her mom would give her that one because that spells that way says, I want you to morph and try to please me before you please yourself. So your mom was, her mom was literally saying, do what I want you to do before you do what you want to do.
Yeah. Always.
So it's, but all of that stuff is always written and depending on how they spell the name. It gives such wonderful clues.
It's interesting that when I hit my high school years, that's when I changed the spelling. So I went from my childhood of having to please her to my teenagers of wanting to please myself, and I've been stuck there ever since.
And when you go back to your birth name, you'll be working at pleasing God instead of anybody else.
Oh, beautiful. Thank you so much.
And Tammy, I know the work you do. You work with people every day, helping people see their value, embrace their names, their essence. And you keep going back from Tamara to Tammy to Tammy and just like, we want to make sure we change all of that right now. Well, you are going to, Sharon is giving away a class. Well, is it a class? It's a simple way to learn how to interpret names in a small part on a daily basis for 3 months. Now, you're going to have your own personal training session. And Sharon will explain how it works. It is worth regular price is $225. Now, you're going to get one of that, so that way you can have a better understanding of names, better understanding of your name, and then you can take that forward and continue your work. So, Sharon, can you tell us more about how that works? Would it be something that she'll get an email on a daily basis?
Yes. What I offer, if you want to learn about names and have access to me, because a lot of my time is spent with what I call my learners, people that want to learn this, and that is for $229, you get 6 months of a daily email that teaches you how to do this system. You don't get more than 5 paragraphs on any one day, so you get it in nice small chunks. And it also gives you the ability that those are the emails that they come in and they say, I didn't understand something, I want this further explained, whatever. Those are the emails that I always answer first every day because I consider those my clients and they get priority. The other thing is with that program, you also get a half-hour reading with me, which is normally $75 in itself.
Wow. Mm. So, you got a gift.
Beautiful. Thank you so much.
Breathe in and out. Don't hold your breath. The universe is blessing you. All is well. Thank you. Thank you, Tammy. Let's take another call. This is area code 315. What area code is that? What's your name and where you're calling from?
Hi there. My name is Brenda Griffin, and I'm calling from Syracuse, New York.
Syracuse, New York. Go ahead. What's your question?
I've always been curious. My parents wanted to name me Julie. Throughout my mother's entire pregnancy, that was going to be my name, Julie. And then after I was born, my father just held me and said, no, she's not Julie. She's Brenda. Mm-hmm. And I've always been curious about that because, you know, they're such different names. They're not even close. And Brenda And the thing that's really curious to me is that my nephew just married a woman named Julie. So now she has the name I was going to be given, which is Julie Griffin. So I'm just curious, you know, what would I have been versus what am I, if that makes any sense.
It does.
And the universe is literally answering that question for you because they brought a Julie into your life who's now going to have the same last name. And it takes us 7 years to totally become the new name because it's like the hourglass, you know, in the sands of time as they come through, you take on a little bit more every day, and it takes us 7 years for a total transformation. So over the next 7 years, you're going to watch how your new sister-in-law, Julie, comes into that last name and who she is and what she's like. And you wanted to know what you would have been like, all you have to do is watch her because she's going to be carrying that name vibration as a wonderful example, as God's gift to answer that question for you. Now, your name, Brenda, puts you very competitive, really at the top. You can be charismatic when you want to be. You can turn it on and off like a light switch because you want to be able to use it to get what you want when you want it. You're highly competitive. You like to be on top. And yet at the same time, you like to consider other people's emotions and what they're thinking and what they're feeling. You have a fabulous memory. You want to make the world a better place. You made yourself likable. You're not going to change who you are, though, and able to get liked. And in your name, you said, I want people around me that are flexible. So if all of a sudden I go in a different direction, they need to be able to keep up. They need to be able to go in that direction also. The real challenge in your name is not you, but the people around you, which ones are honest and can you trust, and which ones are not honest. So your lesson in this life is all about your discernment, and can you see reality instead of the illusion that people present to you around you?
You just blew me away. That's
it's
quite a summary.
Name.
That sums up quite a bit. I'm really, I don't want to say impressed. I'm more shocked. That there's just so much there that just makes so much sense to me.
And that's only what I can see in a minute or two, but literally in a name, you can talk for a solid hour on what we see. There is so much in a name.
And it takes an impression to be shocked. So you can be shocked and impressed at the same time. Because when you get impressed, you get shocked and you're inspired. And it takes your breath away. And we're going to just make sure you keep breathing, Julie. I mean, Brenda. Just call yourself JB. You still have the effort. You got the foundation. And what I want you to do is please hold on. And actually, what I want you to just make it easier. Send me an email to ask@lifecoachada.com. ask@lifecoachada.com. Send me an email so we can have your email. We're going to give you one of Sharon's class. It's normally $225, and it's a 3-month daily. You get to do the training with Sharon. So send me an email, ask@lifecoachada.com, lifecoachade.com, and then we'll send information to you and everything that you need to do. All right?
Well, thank you so much to both of you. Have a great day. I appreciate it.
You're
welcome.
You're very welcome. We're getting ready to release the show. You're listening to Ask Life Coach Ade on lifeconversationsradio.com. We invite you lovingly, joyfully, and, you know, to help me do less work. I don't want to work hard, girl. Don't stop that this lifetime. But anyway, share the show with your friends, your lovers, your haters, your enemies, because the truth is you don't have a hater, just confused cheerleaders, and you don't have an enemy because it's just your enemy. So share with your supervisor. Tweet it, put it on Facebook, let them hear about the show. Maybe they get to learn something new about themselves. They will, no doubt about it. And make sure you like, click the like button, because, you know, I have a little bit of an issue. Let me know you like this show. So when you click it on Facebook, I feel good about myself. Yes, we get ready to release the show. We are here Monday to Thursday, 12 to 1:30 p.m. Eastern. And you can find out more about our special guest, Sharon Lynn. Sharon, get it right. Sharon Lynn Wyatt. By going to knowthename.com. Sharon, anything you want to share with our listeners, maybe something that you wanted to talk about but you were hoping I was going to ask you or say something about but I didn't, whatever. What do you want to share with us before you go?
There's another website also called Best Name Meanings, over 60 pages all about names, and you can go play and have a great time. And I hope to be able to serve your listeners in any way I possibly can. It's easy to get a hold of me. Just go to either website where it says contact me, and it's an easy way to reach me.
And the second website is bestnamemeaning.com, right?
Right, because if you want to know more about who you are and the people around you, you learn how to interpret names, because our names truly say it all.
I know that's right. Well, we got to release the show. We got to release your own. And I was going to ask you, can I squeeze in 1 minute here? Because I was going to ask you this question, but I forgot. I'm tempted, if you don't mind. One of the listeners, her name is Kathleen, which is K-A-T-H-A-L-E-E-N. Now she uses Kathy, K-A-T-H-I-E. How would that make a difference in how she's showing up?
One of the key differences, because there's many, but one of the key differences is with the name of Kathleen, she's very sensitive and she feels what other people feel around her, and it's harder for her to distinguish how she feels from how the people around her feel, because she just picks it up like an empath. And when she goes by Kathy, she doesn't have that issue and she's gained independence. In both names, though, her greatest challenge for herself is how often are you causing or creating or contributing to conflict, and can you find your inner peace? That's her challenge.
Well, thank you for squeezing that in for us. There you have it. Thank you, Sharon. I truly, truly appreciate you. Thank you for saying yes to life and listening to that inner nudge, that new way of thinking and giving people meanings about who they are. Appreciate you so much.
Thank you, Eddie. It was a joy to be with you.
Thank you. Have a wonderful day. Life is good. It's getting better. There's so much more to understand who and what you are. So if you're talking about, I don't know who I am, I don't know why I'm here, stop it. Stop it. All you've got to do, one thing you got to do, just listen to LifeConversationsRadio.com. That's all you got to do. I promise you. Don't go a day without Life Coach Ade. It will change your life. It will change your name. It will change how you show up in the world, because we hold the best show on the planet. Mark Victor Hansen told you about that. So, yes, there's so much more to find out who we are. This is a playground. Relax. Love a little. You know, be at ease. And let go of hating your name, disliking your name. I'm changing my name because it's this, you know all the stuff that you attach to the names your parents gave you. You came here. You actually told your parents to give you that name. You want to be different. You want to be powerful. You want to be a workaholic. You know, and then you talk about you have so much on your plate. Oh, I'm talking about myself. Let me be quiet before I say too much of myself. We're going to take a music break, and I'll come back and release this show. This thing called life, isn't it amazing? Isn't it beautiful when you start to look at everything? Everything has a meaning, especially when you go to the essence of who you really are. Why do you live where you live? Why do you live in the neighborhood? Maybe not so much what. Maybe not so much why. You can ask, why do you live in your neighborhood? Why are you doing the kind of job you do? Why do you have the name you have? Why were you born on the day you were born? There's something in there that can bring enlightenment. It can show you that you are so much more. Let's take a break. Let's play some music. Let's digest all that wisdom. Now, no, I won't say that. Because no, we're not. We're not. We haven't learned enough to be an expert, but if you want to be an expert in helping people understand their name, tune into intuition, but if your mind is getting in the way, you can't quite figure it out, knowthename.com is where you can find Sharon Lynn Wyatt, the author of Know the Name, Know the Person, decoding letters to reveal secrets hidden in names. What a show. Now, let's see. I'm looking for something to play. I played this yesterday. I'm not going to play it again. I'm going to play something else. Let's see. I don't know what I'm going to play. Let's see. Do we want to tap in? Do we want to dance? Do we want to be grateful? I don't know. Let's see. See, I'm scrolling down here as I talk. It's what we do when you're scrolling down. You don't. Oh, I like this song. I'm gonna play this. I'll play some of it, not the whole thing. Call in 347-426-3346. That's one of your keypad. Yes, that's a nice song to play because when you're confused, when you don't know what's going on, when you don't understand your life, all you've got to do is go back to the beginning. Go back to Genesis, where it all started. In the beginning, God. In the beginning was the Word. In the beginning was you, and you were with the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word is you, is God. Genesis, Ricky Byers Beckwith. We'll be right back.
Yes, I am. I am here for.
Oh, my mic is unmuted. Sorry, I didn't mean to do that. I caught myself off guard. I am here to reveal what God said in the beginning. Go back to the beginning. When you're alone and scared, go back to the beginning. When you're confused, when you're stuck, when you're figuring out, when you can't forgive, when you're struggling to be grateful, when you don't know, when you can't give yourself permission to show up fully, go back to the beginning. I know that's right. Stand still and be your own salvation. Recognize that you are an extension of God, extension of goodness. So there's nothing imperfect about you. The only thing that's imperfect about you is your perfection. You're perfect in your own imperfection. That makes it even more juicy and exciting. You are creativity in action. You are love in action. You are joy. You are peace. Always remember to go back to the beginning. That's Mickey Byers Beckwith, a song called, written by her and Michael Bernard Beckwith. The title of that song is Genesis. Yes, in the beginning, God. In the beginning, you. In the beginning, a new life expressed, showed up, revealed itself to the rest of the planet. To find out more about Mickey Byers Beckwith, her website is website address is weletitbe.com. Weletitbe.com. What a wonderful show. I love learning. Sharon was right. You know, I get excited. I come alive when I'm learning something new. And I want to learn more about this art for my own personal entertainment. What else needs to be said? Just to let you know that we're getting ready to release the show. Today is Wednesday. It is, isn't it? Yes, it is. No, it's not. Wednesday. Okay, today's Tuesday, but I'm going to tell you about Wednesday. Make sure you join Life Conversations Radio. Tomorrow we're talking about the power of now with Brian Piergrossi, the author of The Wow of Now. He's also the author of The Big Glow. See, when you get into that place, when you recognize the power of now, you just get impressed and get shocked, like Brenda said. And you're just like, oh, my God, wow, in the now time. And then you're glowing. You recognize that you are the glow that the world is looking for. You are the light that the world is looking for. And at 2 p.m. Eastern, we have a new host, a new show, with Aisha called Here to Inspire. Make sure you tune in and welcome her. Let her feel comfortable as a host. As I said before, she's been a guest here several times, but she's a host now, slightly different. She gets to ask the question. I'm going to call in and ask her a question. I don't know what I'll do. But anyway, you're listening to Ask Life Coach Ade on LifeConversationsRadio.com. On Thursday, we have Cynthia James joining us, author of Revealing Your Extraordinary Essence. She's going to be talking about a conference that she's doing with Karen Drucker. So, what's going on? So much going on behind the scenes. Thank you all. Vanilla, Smile, Sylvia, thank you, Kefir, Sean, Andrew, Ab, Song. I can't do the others. T-Tep, I can do that. I hope I pronounce it right. The silent listeners, all of you disguised guests, Tammy, Tamara, Celeste, Donna, thank you all. Those of you I can see and those I can't see, those of you listening on the phone line, thank you. And those of you, of course, listening on the archive. And you said, oh, man, I wish I could have called in. Oh, man, how did I miss this email? It's okay. All is well. Just go back to the beginning. You are here to reveal what God said in the beginning. And if you want to find out more about Sharon, you can go to knowthename.com. knowthename.com. Let's see, it's time to release the show. I love you. I bless you. I appreciate you. And I thank God for you. It's time to release the show. I'll be back here tomorrow for The Power of Now. And just want to say to you, give up the excuses. Just do it. You know what you're here to do. You know why you're here. We don't need any more information. There's nothing else you need to learn. You have everything you need to know about yourself, about life, about others. Right now, it's time to push the application key. Push the apply button. It's time to apply what you know. It's time for you to live in the unknown. It's time for you to stretch and live in a place that feels uncomfortable. Because when you live in the unknown, there's a part of you that's always going to be the known. But when you allow yourself to embrace the unknown, and even if you can embrace it, just kind of hang out like, unknowns, I'm watching you. Don't scare me. I'm kind of scared. Just hang out with the unknown. And when you hang out with the unknown, you are making yourself available for miracles. See, when you already know what's going to happen, when you know everything, you're closed up. There's no anxiety. You're not anxious. You're not anticipating. You're not inquiring about life. But when you're hanging out with unknown, you're like, okay, sometimes there's fear. Sometimes there's excitement. Sometimes there's nervousness. You're like, all right, how's it going to turn out? That leaves you open, and the universe is like, oh, I got an open channel. Ooh, let me express through this one. She's so available. He's so willing to share, to teach, to love, to show up, even though he's not quite sure. Yes, do it now. Do it now. You have everything you need to do. Live from a place of giving and receiving love. Make sure you give it to yourself as well. If you don't understand what love is, or if you tell yourself you don't know what it is, go into meditation and ask. Get quiet. Be still. Listen. You will get the answer. Love is a state of being. It's so much more than an emotion. It's a state of being. It's freedom. And when you connect with the love that you truly are, that you always will be no matter what, oh, Lord. Talk about spiritual orgasm. You'll be walking down the street and go, you're like, okay. Ooh, you just want to pass it on. You want to pay it forward. Oh, life is good. It's getting better. Let's get ready to release this show. And don't forget who you are. Know who you are.
I am great. I am wonderful. I am whole. I am peace. I am here. I am strong. I'm free. Well, I'm the delight of God. I am you. I am healed. I am love. I am great. I am wonderful. I am whole. And I am free.
Thank you, Carly Jackson, for that reminder. You can find Carly Jackson on Facebook. And now we get ready to release the show, Be Love. Ooh, be true to yourself. And be loved. Allow yourself to receive receive the love. Be loved. Stop giving excuses. Stop going into stories why you can't be loved. Nobody's interested in your story. Be here now. Understanding it now, you are so powerful. If you're still confused about that, I hope you're not. But if you are, it's okay, because you're right where you are. And where you are, God is, because there's no spot where God is not. So, tomorrow, The Power of Now with Brian Piergrossi. And right now, we're just going to let it be. We're going to let it be with Bishop Carlton Pearson. Okay, now let that start from the beginning because he's talking. I forgot he's got to say he's a teacher. If you want to find out more about him, his website address is Bishop Carlton. Carlton is CARLTON. I knew that. Just taking a breath. That's all. Here we go. I'm out of here. I'll see you tomorrow. Peace and blessings. Let it be. Let it be. Let it be.
Now is the time. And this is the moment. All else is but a memory of what has been or a speculation of what might come. It's useful to look back and to look forward as well. But always remember, now is where you are, and now is when you can make a difference. Regrets and wishes will not change what has been or what will be. It is by taking action now, when you can, that you fulfill the best of your possibilities. On this day, when the calendar changes and you're reminded of the passage of time, remember this. whatever the month, whatever the year, now is the time for you to live. This is the moment for you to act. This is that moment. All that you are right now. All that you can be begins in this moment. Now is a great place to be. For when you live it fully, with love, with gratitude, with purpose, anything is possible. When I find myself in times of trouble, there's a voice that comes to me, speaking words of wisdom. Let it be. And in my hour of darkness, God is standing right in front of me, speaking words of wisdom. Let it be. Let it be. Oh, let it be. Let it be. Let it be. Let it be. Whisper words of wisdom. Let it be. When the broken-hearted people living in the world agree, there will be an answer. Let it be. Let it be. Oh, though they be divided, there is still a chance that they will see. Yes. And this will be an answer. Let it be. 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 This will be your answer. Let it be. Let it be. Oh. Let it be. Before it goes, you can make it golden. You can sit there and watch this moment become forever lost, or you can put yourself into this moment and make it yours forever. This is a moment waiting to be lived. Imagine what can happen when you fill it with love, with commitment, when you fill it with courage and focus and effort. It's just a moment. And yet, in this moment, is truly everything you are. And the birth of everything you can become. If you waste this moment, you waste the most precious things you have. But instead, feel this moment and the next with the best you can be. And there is no limit to what you can bring and what it can bring you. This moment is yours to use, but only if you use it now, while it's here. Fill it with value and meaning, and then you send it on its way. And remember, experience is not only what happens to you, it's what you do with what happens to you. Sometimes you just have to let things go. You can't fix everything, don't try. Don't get anxious, don't get filled with anxiety and frustration and despondency. Just release it to God. Do yourself a favor and let it go. Let it go. Let it go. Let it go. This will be your answer. Let things go. Let it go. Let it go.
Let it go.
Let it go. Children, let it go. You need to take these words of wisdom. Just let it go. Let it go. Let it go. Come on. Let it go. There it goes. There it goes, yeah. You take the word of wisdom. Let it go. Let it be. Let it be.
Motivational speaker Les Brown, and you're listening to Life Conversations. It's going to change your life.
Life Conversations Radio.
Giving a voice back to the community, 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 to the community.